Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads of apple kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again for the first time ever from the new Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. Oh, my goodness. It is, what is the date? Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. Deep breath. 2023, Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, a Wonderful Life as We Know It Could Happen to You Only. Live Twice in a Lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood, Part 2 for the Roadhouse, Terminator 2, Judgment, Dazed and Confused Cars, and Nick and Old Lace in the Old School of Rock and Roll High School Ties without a face off. So I'm going to finally say this because I've been adding a title every week since I started doing that, because it's a thing I used to do many years ago, and somebody told me to bring it back, and I was like, that sounds fun. Now as I write it out each week, I'm like, oh, that's not as much fun as I thought it was going to be. But no, I do enjoy doing it, but I also, it's fun because I remember it. Like, I kind of can do it without even looking at it because of the way each title, you know, rolls into the next one, and it's all like movies that I know and have seen. And but I'm going to keep adding one until January 31st. I think my last, or December 31st. I think my last show of the year is December 30th, so I'll wrap this thing up on that date and start think of something new to do in the new year. It's time for Doug Plugs. Oh, what? Okay. People are into it. I can't believe it. All right. Let's get this out of the way. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at 420 at Dunlap's in Cleveland on Saturday, November 4th. And I also do stand-up that night at 7 o'clock, separate admission required. On Tuesday, November 16th, the Benson Movie Interruption returns to Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. All my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Thank you very much for being so great at that. Following me around all over town, I brought the prize bag full of stuff that I thought I could get from California to Texas without any issues. It starts with a bag from Fantastic Fest, the aptly named film fest that happens every year over at Alamo Drafthouse Lamar here in Austin. I'm a huge fan of that festival. I go every year. Maybe I'll see you there one day. In the bag, a t-shirt that doesn't fit me. That's for a movie called Satanic Hispanics. When I say it doesn't fit me, I mean my personality. Yeah, I don't think I could walk around in that, really. I don't think it would really go over too great. Save for a Satanic Hispanics hat. Somebody could really lean into it and wear both and just walk around going, I'm so white. What am I doing? And then this is a nice handkerchief kind of thing that I got because they were trying to support that movie. Remember the movie The Outfit that came out a while back? So it says The Outfit on it. It's confusing for something that could be worn as part of an outfit to say The Outfit. Here's a fun, what do you call it? tablecloth, I guess. I guess it's a tablecloth. But it's if you're serving dessert or something, because it says upside down, it says something else. But this way, wait a second. Anyway, it says make the mess over and over again. That's from a popular dessertery out in Beverly Hills called Flower Shop. And then, I mean, this is like, oh, wait. Oh, wow. I was going to say this is the best thing, but holy shit, there's still so many good things. There's a refrigerator magnet that says Austin Zoo on it. I mean, let's face it, you're probably not going to Austin Zoo. And if you did, you wouldn't buy a magnet. So this is sort of, you know, meeting halfway. I don't know what this is. Something to do with fantasy football and it's a mobile wallet, something. Anyway, you're going to, if you know anything about anything, you're going to love it. Some company sent me a little box of crayons and it says for your creativity. Like, what the fuck? You, what kind of artist do you think I am? And then this is so great. Still in the wrapper. Oh, wrapper, I get it. The soundtrack to the motion picture Beat Street on cassette. Yes. For the listeners, I just held that up. I didn't encourage that applause. That's how excited people were. And finally, a thing that I got that is, I don't know what the point of it is. It's like this leaflet booklet thing, but I figure the season's coming up, might as well. It's all about the movie Love Actually. Okay, I should have finished with the Beat Street. But somebody's going to win all of this crap, and the way to win this crap is to impress my guests with your name tag that some people have crafted and brought with them tonight. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But let's get my guests out here. What do you say, everybody? These are all great, exceptional entertainers who all happen to be right here in Austin, Texas tonight. Give it up, everybody, for Tone Bell, John Erler, Mary Santora, and Chris Tellez. All right, let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. Here we go. Can I do it? I think I can figure it out. He just was on my podcast, Getting Doug with High, and had made numerous appearances on this show and is a local comedy phenom. Give it up, everybody, for Chris Telles!
What's up? What's up, everyone? Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, man.
What's up, dude?
How you doing?
Really good.
You said that the last episode of the show inspired you to watch something. What did you watch because of it?
Oh, no, I was going to watch it today, The Blob.
It inspired you to going to do something that you didn't do.
I saw the trailer.
Oh, okay.
It inspired me to think about it.
That's enough, I think. Well, I'm watching, trying to watch 31 horror movies this month, either, old ones that I just want to revisit or new ones. And so I watched the original Blob recently and talked about it on the last episode. And it made my heart feel good that you at least were going to attempt to maybe watch something because I talked about it.
Yeah, it is a blob. That is very interesting.
And you're still on board with, you're still going to try to check it out?
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I just didn't have time today. That's why we watched the trailer.
Yeah, this happens to me all the time. You're probably never going to watch it, but I'll text you.
Yeah.
I'll pressure you. Put pressure on you.
You don't need to. It's the Blob.
I feel like... But don't watch the more recent one with, Kevin Dillon.
Yeah, that one was done in the 80s, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I saw with the trailer for the one in the 50s as well. That looks like it sucks. So, yeah, 80s.
Yeah, the 50s one, at least, it's like fun that it's so old-fashioned and lame.
Yeah,
you know,
the Blob technology
but the
wasn't
80s,
there yet.
They should have had it. Yeah. They should have had it together. They even had a good director, in my opinion, but it just didn't work out so good.
Do you think a Blob reboot would do pretty well today?
I don't know why they aren't making Blobs constantly. I don't know why there isn't a Blob TV series.
Is there a Blob Halloween costume? Because there should be.
I don't know. Well, there was also that animated movie, Aliens and Monsters, where Shaw, what's his name? Seth Rogen. He played a Blob-like character who was just like, I'm Seth Rogen, but I'm a glob of Blob. I don't do a good Seth Rogen impression. This is Nicolas Cage if he was, I'm a Blob of Slob. All right, so... Moving on to next, alphabetically by first name, it's John Erler, everybody.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Top pancake of the Master Pancake Theater franchise here in Texas. And
we're all equal.
Throughout
all
the equal. World.
No, thank you. Oh, that's too kind.
You're worldwide
there's no,
now.
There's no top pancake.
You're willing... I'm telling you, I've had pancakes, and the top one is the best one, and then there's some soggier ones as you go down. You're the top pancake in my eye.
Thank you.
But please don't put pancake in my eye. what were we talking about? Oh, so...
Me.
You are also worldwide now, because you don't just do these... you do them with an audience frequently here in town, but you also do them over the internet.
We do them on Twitch. Does anybody follow us on Twitch? Any Twitch heads?
You got some Twitchers in the house.
Not enough.
Okay, everybody.
Open up your
let's
phones
make the
right
pledge.
Now. Let's do it. Follow, subscribe, whatever you do on Twitch. I don't know. But yeah, we have a Twitch channel, and... 3 or 4 days a week, we do Twitch shows. Sometimes we show old recordings of movies that we've done a long time ago, and sometimes we do live right there on Twitch new movies.
I love it. You're really getting out there.
Are you proud of us, Doug?
I am proud of you, yes.
We're going to do, on Halloween, we're going to do a double feature of Halloween, the John Carpenter 1978 one, and then we're going to do... We're going to show Halloween 4, which we recorded in May for Owen's going away party.
Owen Edgerton, who's going away to where? Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts?
Yeah. Do you know why he's going away?
I think he was like the people chased him out of town.
They did. The people being the Republican government of
Texas. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly. We're not the people. We're not the people. But he has a trans daughter, and he just he and his
why family, live here? Yeah, that's a good point.
That's right. So he felt like he couldn't live here anymore because everyday life was being persecuted by our government, and so he went to Boston, and they love him in Boston now. Everybody loves him in Boston.
He's lovable.
Of course.
Wherever he goes.
He is.
And we miss him.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So that's the bad news. The good news is you can smoke legal weed in Texas now, sort of.
What?
Are you
what?
Trying to cheer me up specifically?
I've been
legally sort of smoking weed in Texas my whole life. Just go around that corner over there and remain white and it's not a problem.
That's true. Except you haven't been doing it legally, because as I understand it, it's still illegal to do. But we have a substance now that you can buy legally.
Oh, I see. You're here to sell a product to everybody.
No, I'm not. I would love it if they gave me free Delta 8, 9, and 10 as a result of this. But no, this is just out of the goodness of my heart. Delta 8 is now available, and I was about to say, I want you to try it, but I don't want you to try it. I don't care if you try it or not, but I am curious if you have tried Delta 8.
I have. I might have, you know, because you never know what's in things, but I don't
Wait,
think...
Wait, what?
You know, if somebody passes you a joint, it could be made out of that, right?
Wait, they don't tell you, what they're
it?
Giving you? What?
Well, they, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, give
he's,
you the whole rundown.
He's playing a numbers game. It's, he's like, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it might have happened.
Or are you just pretending so the cops don't get you? You're just like assuming everything you smoke.
Oh, that's what I'm yelling from now on.
Yeah.
Whenever they hassle me. It's Delta 8, man. Okay, maybe it's 9, but relax. I didn't do 10. Does it get stronger with each number?
It gets different with each number.
Or it gets hotter? Gets
it,
sexier.
It gets
10
sexier.
Is sexier
10 is
than
the
8.
Sexiest. It really is. How many people have gone all the way up to Delta 10 here tonight? No, it's legal. You can admit it. You don't have to hide anymore.
Okay. That part's legal.
Okay, one person came out of the closet for Delta 10. Who are you?
Who are you? We need all your information.
How many people have done Delta 8? How many people did Delta 9? How many people did Delta 10? Just the one. Is there a Delta 11? I don't know. I'm taking up too much time. Let's keep going. But anyway,
that was interesting, though.
What?
She wants to know if that what you're talking about is real.
I mean, I've been wondering that this whole time. I thought when people said 9 and 8, they was mixing them up, and I had no idea there was three numbers.
It's real.
It was just the 8.
It's real.
Yeah, if you do all three at once, it's like doing Delta 27.
There he is.
All right. Also joining us, thank you, John, for that. That was a real roller coaster of an opening interview segment between you and I.
I have more good news and bad news if you want to hear it, but we got to keep moving.
I wish I was, if it was Jeopardy, I would have cut you off before you got to the sad story or the weird story. But it was all enriching, ultimately. To everyone.
You never said if you tried Delta 9 or 10, though, did you?
I'm saying I don't think I have.
Okay.
But you never know.
You want to try it after the show?
I would definitely try it.
Okay.
But do you think being high already would affect it?
Or, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't I have to really find out if it works? Don't I have to do it, not high?
Let's start fresh tomorrow.
Maybe in the morning.
Let's do it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, let's get together in the morning at around 4 p.m.
Okay.
Also joining us for, and this is interesting, Chris and our next guest and John have all competed together in Austin before on the same episode. So this is like that plus, it's like a rematch plus a bonus interloper. That's not the right word. You're welcome. Anyway, we'll get to that gentleman in a second, but first is Mary Santora.
No one in my family is oppressed. They didn't have to move across the country. I'm from Ohio where all drugs are illegal, so I don't know anything about the deltas or...
Ohio was on the verge of, I think, on Tuesday...
Who?
Ohio.
Oh, what about
I think
us?
On Tuesday, November 3, 4, 5, 6.
Eight. Six?
Tuesday. It's a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
I think 7th. I think they're going to vote... to legalize.
Yes. There's two important ones. There's issue one is the abortion ban, and then issue two is legalized weed.
Well, let's leave the abortion talk to John when it's his turn to speak again.
I didn't mean to step on your toes.
Let's not get into, you know, his area.
Yeah. John, can you explain what abortion is to everybody in the audience?
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you brought me here. I have some good news and some bad news for you.
Okay, so that's going to be on the ballot, but what was the second thing?
Which is
amazing. I'm so happy for it. But the other thing's much more important. That's true.
Yeah,
I'm so
excited.
All right, good. So everybody vote for those two things.
In Ohio. From Austin.
People in Ohio listen to this.
Send in your ballots.
It's true. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in Cleveland just a few days before this happens. I'm going to be there doing two shows on November 4th at Dunlap's. Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, thank you for being here. Are you enjoying the weather in Austin?
No. This feels like you're walking around inside somebody's mouth. This is terrible. It's disgusting. It's 80 degrees with 100% humidity. And no one here knows how to drive in the rain because you guys don't understand weather. And that sucks a lot.
Well, and when it's not raining, it feels like rain that you don't feel. Like it's just the rain air.
It's just
like you're just walking around in a heavy rain. You're just wet just from walking a couple of blocks.
And it's funny because I feel like people in Austin are normally super upbeat and happy, and everybody's sad. And I'm like, this is what people in the Midwest talk about with seasonal depression.
Well, it's been a brutal summer. Like, it's been one of the hottest summers on record here, I believe. And then, at the end of that, now, finally, it's finally getting there at the end of October. And they said on the news today that next week, one day, it's going to be 40 degrees. Like, what the shit?
Hell yeah.
Keeps you on your toes, but also doesn't stay cold, which is why it's one of my favorite climates in the country. And our next guest is on a streamer I'm not going to mention because we're striking the streamers, but he's on two programs on that goddamn streamer that are so delightful. Me and my girlfriend love both of the shows you're on. His name, everybody, is Tone Bell.
It's Netflix.
Survival of the Thickest with Michelle Buteau.
I didn't say
it. You didn't say it. You're not here to promote it.
Yep, you're right. What's the show I can't promote?
What?
Huh?
And Drink Masters.
Yeah.
Fantastic shows. Like, I've actually gone to bars to find the bartenders from that show.
They good, man.
And I haven't found any yet. Because first bartender I meet ruins the plan. Because, you know, not just meeting bartenders and not getting a drink. And then next thing you know, it's too much.
Thank you.
But thank you for... All the Survival of the Thickest was like, we binge the shit out of that.
Hey, man, thank you.
It's just fun to watch episode to episode. It's such a solid show, and you're great on it. And
thank you.
You're not promoting it.
Is that a show where everyone gains as much weight as possible and tries to not get diabetes?
So you have seen it.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a competition show. It's a sitcom.
Oh. Okay.
It's single camera sitcom, as we say. And it's very good. If you haven't seen it yet, you can figure out. That's the great thing is we don't have to promote the specific place it is because everybody can figure out where it is quite easily. And I hope they do. Mm-hmm. But thank you for joining us for this. This is his first time on Doug Loves Movies.
Yep. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
And I hope you want to do it a second time. That's all right. I'm going to say
at this point.
We'll see. Yeah,
we'll see.
Exactly. There's no reason to get ahead of ourselves, but I'm hoping that you have a real good time and that you have a lot of fun with competition. And first, before we play some games, I'd like to ask each of you one question. It's the same question for each. And we start with Chris. Please, could you recommend a horror film? Finishing off our month of scary movie talk on Doug Loves Movies.
Okay. Yeah.
The Blob.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
He hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, I'm gonna knock out The Blob tonight. You best believe it.
It's short too. I think it's like a tight 78, 80 minutes, something like that.
Oh, perfect. All right. then the blob it shall be. I'm going to say, I brought it up last night, the last Texas Chainsaw Massacre that was on Netflix. I know a lot of people hated it, but I thought it was great. So, yeah, I would recommend it.
So you're going to throw your all your support behind a movie you know everybody hates.
Yeah.
but you liked it. I like that strategy because it'll be interesting to see if anybody watches it and chases you down.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell were you thinking? Everybody was right, except for you. All right. So, what's the accurate title of that last one?
Man, I don't remember. I thought it was just called Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, like it was sort of like a reboot?
Yeah.
It wasn't a continuation?
No, it was a continuation. Because the first
a continuation of the reboot.
Yeah. Well, they bring back the first girl who survived the first movie. She's in this one. So
okay.
I guess it's a continuation.
That gets so confusing when they do that shit. Like Scream stopped numbering the Screams, and then but Scream 6 was they just called it Scream, but it was still Neve Campbell, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
so what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But it wasn't starting from the beginning.
So yeah.
And then Neve didn't, you know, they didn't want to pay her for the next one after that. So now she's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
I know.
I mean, I didn't even watch the last one she was in. So you really think I'm going to bother
great.
With the one she's
I'll
not
take
in?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I'll say watch that.
Okay.
I like the Scream movies.
So. All right. So, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I'll figure out what the most recent one's called, because they always put some dumb extra wording in there or something. And we love accuracy around here.
Did anybody here see that shit besides me? Anyone?
One guy.
Fuck no, we got over here.
You didn't like it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't even want to raise his hand.
Don't ask the audience questions.
Wish I didn't.
You don't want to know the answer.
That was rough.
All right, let's go to Mary. Please recommend a scary movie, Mary. Scary.
I'm going to go with the original Saw.
Oh, you love the fucking Saw movies. You said that last night.
I know.
And I left the conversation.
I love them. I think that they teach a lesson. It's just gory enough. And I like to call them figure mounts. You got to figure out who done it and where it was and how it happened, and it's a brain teaser for all. So I say the original Saw.
And did I catch this correctly? There are several Saws you haven't seen?
My boyfriend and I are working our way through them right now. So we just watched 1 through 4. So we're on 5.
So you saw Saw 1, you saw Saw 2, you saw Saw 3, and you saw Saw 4.
Yes. All while seesawing. Set down to see Saw, you know?
How many Saws?
There's 10.
I think they just came out with Saw X.
Yeah, that's the 10th one.
Yeah, that's the new lazy way of titling a 10th of anything.
And
X.
Chris Rock had a spinoff a couple years ago that was called Jigsaw or Spiral.
Spiral.
And I don't think anybody
Spiral
saw.
Colon from the files of the Saw
Something.
Universe or yeah. whatever the
yeah.
fuck.
Something like that.
Yeah,
but
it was some bullshit. Just be a Saw movie or don't be a Saw movie. I'm not going to see your Saw anyway. I'm an adult. No seesaw for me. Okay,
can we rewind and I go back to what you call the genre of movie that Saw is, because I find that so wonderful.
Figure 'em out.
Figure 'em out. Is it the same as a whodunit, or is it different?
No.
No, because you know who... In Saw, you know whodunit. You got to figure out how to get out of the traps.
It's a figure them out. Well, anytime you have to figure out whodunit, it's a figure them out.
Well, why not call it a whodunit, then?
Because they're stupid.
Okay. I think figure them outs is great.
I think a figure them out is really good.
It's better.
Because nobody in the whodunit has their foot locked in a bear trap.
Right.
Yeah, we know it's Jigsaw, or someone pretending to be Jigsaw.
Exactly.
That narrows it down incredibly.
No, you know who done it. You don't know how to get your foot out.
You don't know how to figure them out.
That's the figure them out. That's what I'm saying.
So we agree.
We all agree.
I figured this out immediately.
Well.
Mary likes to figure out why someone's being tortured.
Yes. Why did that person?
And John likes to know who done it when somebody's dead. Different strokes. All right, so we're giving you Saw 1.
Saw, yeah. I think it's
OG
just
Saw.
Just called Saw.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay, John Erler.
Why'd he skip you?
Doug Benson.
Please recommend a scary movie.
I just watched Fright Night for the first time. Have you seen Fright Night?
OG Fright Night?
OG Fright Night.
Wow.
1985 or 6.
Yeah, that's a pretty good movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, they botched it with the remake.
Did they?
Yeah, with the
2011 remake.
Colin Farrell.
The cast is stacked. Like, it looked like a great cast. What did they mess up?
Just, you know.
The movie?
Yeah. They just did it all wrong. You know, they didn't capture the spirit of what made the first one good, you know?
Yeah.
That classic mistake.
Did you have to figure anything out? Did you have to figure M out?
I don't know. Now you're quizzing me about the movie you're recommending.
I am.
That I haven't seen for a minute. Roddy McDowell?
Roddy McDowell plays the washed up television.
Reason to check it out.
He's great.
I was just watching Overboard the other day. He was the ship butler, which I'm sure there's a steward. That's the word? He's the steward. He was a ship butler, you know, a shitler. Shipler.
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 The shitler.
I was like, man, ship butler sound right.
Yeah. All right, so Fright Night, the OG Fright Night, is probably in the 80s-ish?
Yeah, 85 or 86, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Sarandon plays the head vampire.
Very charismatic.
So sexy.
Yeah, yeah. Just preparing for his role as Jack Skellington, essentially.
That's right. That's right.
And dealing with
Prince Humperdinck.
Sister Susan Sarandon. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's it called again?
Come on.
Figure it out.
Yeah, it's a figure amount. I figured it out.
All right. First time on the show, Tone Bell, please recommend.
I'm going to disappoint a lot of you. I know it. Because I don't get a chance to watch a lot of horror films in my house because my lady does not allow me to. So I got to do it when she's not there. So the last one, I know it's... it's even worse because she white. But that it can only be the sound, you know what I mean? Jesus Christ, ladies. This lady just goes, oh. It's just jokes. She's not that large. I could take her. I just watched Nope for the first time.
Oh, that movie's not good. Sorry.
So you saw Get Out? And then Us.
I did.
And then Jump. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. And then Nope. So you're just late on Nope because Nope was the third.
I was super late on Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just watched it and I watched it during the day because she was gone. And, you said recommend.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said watched.
Oh, because you can't recommend it?
Did I like it? That's not the point.
Oh, well, you're supposed to recommend something. Usually you recommend things you like. Except Chris.
I don't have to. Actually, did I like it? Yes, I did like it. Would I say it was good? I don't know. I don't know. I can separate that. Okay. I can separate whether I liked it or if I think it's good.
She just said.
You
nope.
Get me right? This dude gets me right here. This guy, your hair is also. I can't really see you, but your hair is telling me that you understand what I'm saying. It's just kind of just a silhouette to me. And I know you're white. I can tell you're white. With that hair, I know you're white.
Yeah.
Can't really see you.
It's got a good bounce, that hair.
It's a great bounce.
It's real Mike Myers hair.
But you know what I mean, right? That, like, I... He's giving me a very Muppet.
Yeah.
Very Muppet knot. But I would recommend... I don't know.
You guys are going to cheat with that system during the games. When you're hovering around the right answer, his hair is going to start flopping around. But yeah, just one that you'd stand behind if somebody went, hey man, that sucked. You'd be like, what are you talking about? I loved it.
I would stand behind, only because I've seen it once and I remember it. It scared the shit out of me in high school. I would go with Halloween H2O.
I love it.
Halloween H2O. I remember being very frightened. Also, Busta Rhymes is great.
It's a fun wrinkle in the series that they added those numbers and letters at the end. And that meant the 2-0 was because it was 20 years after the first one?
Correct.
And do you know that yesterday is 45 years since the release of the first Halloween?
Wow.
I know.
That sucks.
That is a long time ago. But it still holds up, despite the fact that they do like to show clips on the internet of, it takes place in Haddonfield, Illinois, but it was shot in Los Angeles. So there's a scene of Jamie Lee Curtis crossing a street, and there's palm trees in the background. there was like to point that out, like, oh, now everyone involved in Halloween feels like shit because they accidentally let one palm tree show up in the background.
Idiots.
There's also a bunch of succulent plants in the same shot you're talking about too.
Yeah, see this guy with the
that's my job.
He knows the plants. He knows all the plants. So you can't have the wrong plant in a sequence. He'll be like, that's not New York, that's Toronto, just based on some ivy there on crawling up the side of the...
I feel like John's just going to be the Eeyore of this episode. Every time he says anything, Eeyore.
I don't want to play, I want to talk about...
It's actually a succulent.
I'm glad y'all said so, because I was about to really try to make a real bad horror decoder, horror. I can't say horror, by the way. Horror. Horticulture, horror, deculture joke.
Oh, that's good.
I was trying to get that out, but I was like, you'll never be able to say that. And then I tried it anyway. Sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
Horticulture.
Horticulture.
See why I stopped?
You're right. That was a good call.
It was not worth it.
I got nothing out of that.
It was really not worth it.
Horror to culturist.
You guys saying whores to culture? Yes. Like I zoned out for it.
We're talking about horse culture right now, okay?
Sounds like where we're going.
Which do you like better, prostitute paddle or whore or? All right, we'll let everybody chew on that while we go to our first break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back!
Yeah, we did it.
Let me do a quick recap of the name tags that were selected during the break. Chris chose our good friend Dead Air Dennis, and John went with Andy Man. Everyone knows what that's a pun on, I'm sure. Mary chose Vanessa Saw, because Mary loves those movies so much she's seen four of them, and... And Tobel went with Snakes Anna, A-N-N-A?
One N.
Snakes Anna Plain. Congratulations to all who were chosen, and apologies to those who weren't. Better luck in the future. Let's play some games and figure out who wins this stuff tonight. Oh, Wow, thank you so much. I love that signal that it was there, too. He tapped the table, and I noticed it. And let's hear it for the staff here at Camp City Comedy Club. All right, so this first game we're going to play is something that I call Live, Die, Repeat. All right, this is the dumbest of all the games you could imagine we would play. I'm going to say the title of an actual motion picture, ladies and gentlemen, Budweiser Zero.
Yeah, buddy!
Be careful with that.
Thank you.
I thought you were lying.
I'm not lying.
Don't drop that, otherwise there'll be an explosion of taste.
Keep it up. I'll turn this shit into a meeting real fast.
Who asked for the water? Johnny. There you go. All right. Here's how Live, Die, Repeat works. I'll say the title of a motion picture. And then the first person on stage with me tonight who repeats back the full title accurately and correctly wins the game.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be horticulturist.
It sounds easy, but only one of you can win.
Okay.
I did, you know what I mean? Words.
It's like if I had four people up here and then we flipped a coin. Who would be the winner?
Okay.
Sounds like a great, great premise.
You're not teams. You're all playing as individuals. For people in the audience who care and made effort to make those great signs.
It's like Saw.
It really is. It's like premeditated, you mean?
No, we're each trying to get out of a trap that individually we have to get out of by ourselves.
I thought she's the one that was going to turn it into a meeting.
I'm drinking water for a reason.
Oh, slow down that water.
Come on,
I'm drinking water for a reason. If I can't have my Delta 9, I have no water.
I feel like this conversation is a trap I want to get out of.
So guess as often as you like, but it has to be the full title to be a correct answer. And every time somebody guesses wrong, I'll start back at the beginning of the title.
Oh, no.
Until somebody gets it.
So you're going to say it, and we just have to repeat it.
Basically, but you can't wait till the end because everyone will have heard it.
Oh, okay.
You have to figure out what the next word's going to be.
Okay. Oh, you love that. You love that.
Say the whole thing. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Tellis has seen this motion picture.
If it's the Blob, I haven't.
It's not really.
That's tonight.
I was counting on you watching it, man.
There was not enough time of the day.
It was so important to me. All right, here we go. Ginger. Dead
man.
Ginger dead man.
Versus
ginger dead man two.
Ginger dead man two.
Great guess. Ginger dead man two.
Attack.
Ginger dead man two.
Ginger man dead.
No, you're out.
Ginger dead man two. Passion.
Of
the
passion.
Of the crust. Passion of the crust.
Full title.
Ginger dead man two. Passion of the crust.
That is correct.
Figured him out.
The third one, Ginger Dead Man 3, I did it on the last episode. That one is called Saturday Night Cleaver.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they really have fun with those Ginger Dead Man titles. Passion of the Crust, I mean, wow. What a weird movie to make fun of in a title. But congratulations, Mary, you won! You know what that means? That means Mary gets to go first in our next game.
Yay. No one else is excited, but that's not where the hell you at.
The excitement is such that there's a hush. Like, people are quiet with excitement. That's how exciting it is. All right. This game is called Olivia Rodrigo to Hell. Here's how it works. I said Olivia Rodrigo to Hell! That's what I should have done the first time. I sort of sprung it on you thinking you'd be so excited by that pun. But it is a really fun game because I'm going to say a title and then the contestants on stage have to guess if that title is a Olivia Rodrigo song, a movie, or both.
Okay. Okay.
Are any of you Olivia Rodrigo fans?
I know as many Olivia Rodrigo songs as Saw movies I've seen.
Oh, so you have four of them?
Yeah.
Well, that could be helpful.
Okay.
Just knowing the kind of title she has could be helpful, because that's what gave me the idea for this game, is they all sound like horror movies to me. Except for Driver's License, that sounds like a reasonable... Chris, are you familiar with her work at all?
I'm not, but... No, I'll check her out.
I count on that.
He's going to put Olivia Rodrigo on to the Blob later.
Yeah.
Match it up. Dark Side of the Moon.
Night at the old Tellez house tonight.
No, I count on my guests not being familiar with Olivia Rodrigo to the point where they could run away with this thing. And we'll start with Mary. I'll say the title. You say Rodrigo, movie, or both. I should have made this Rodrigo or Rodrigno. But there's three choices. Rodrigo, movie, or both.
Okay.
On a recent episode, one of the guests said, isn't everything a movie title? And the answer to that is, no, not everything is a movie title. For instance, everything is a movie title is not a movie title. There's plenty of phrases and words that are not movie titles. Which is, I think, what I said to him last week, but I'm just jumping ahead of the... possibility of that happening again.
It's a good strategy.
All right, so we go. He goes Mary, then Toad, then John, then Chris. And so if Mary misses it, then Tone gets to guess from the two remaining options. Oh. And if he misses, then John gets to guess. And if he misses, then Chris, he won't miss. But then Chris will get to go first on the next one. All right, here we go. Mary,
ready.
Bad Idea, right? Is that a Rodrigo song, a movie, or both?
Bad Idea, right? R-I-G-H-T or W-R-I-T-E?
You know, I never would go on a Bad Idea ride.
Oh, ride!
No, it's right.
Which one is it?
I'm saying it's right. With a T.
With a T, like...
With a T. We did it.
Like
with
did.
It's got a d at the end.
Like right.
Ride.
Like Dennis or dentist. Who knows which one it might be.
All right, I'm gonna go with Rodrigo.
It's like Dudley Do Ride.
You're not helping.
Your answer is Rodrigo.
Yes.
That is correct. Mary Santora is on the board. We now go to Tone Bell.
Wait, hold on. I got a question.
Okay.
So that means you thought it was a what?
Olivia Rodrigo song.
A song. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. She's got a song called Bad Idea Ride. But this is the next one for you, Tone. Is this a movie, a Rodrigo song, or both? Antisocial.
Oh, boy. Doug, I'm gonna go with both.
Ouch.
No.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
It's all right. I'm here for the people.
Is it a song or a movie, John?
I'm gonna say it's a song.
Chris, what do you think it is?
looking good, Dennard.
Dennis.
I'm going to say it's a movie.
That is correct. It is a movie. This one will blow your mind. It's been three movies in the last 10 years. One in 2013 and two different films in 2015 were named Antisocial. All right, so Chris is on the board, but now we're back to Mary. This is your chance to win it all, Mary. If you get this one right,
I'm ready.
You win this game, and you know what that means.
It's another game I win.
Yeah. Doesn't mean much at all. Just means you get to go first in our last game, which may or may not be beneficial.
Okay.
You never know. Song, movie, or both, Victim.
Victim?
Victim.
Victim.
I need you to evict Tim.
Fucking Tim. Always Victim. Late on rent. Victim is both.
Let me just check here. That is correct. You did it. Unbelievable. Mary, you just ran away with that game.
I mean, I would have said that.
That's what...
It's a good guess.
That would have been a good guess. Let's, for just for fun tone, let's do the next one.
Right.
Is this a movie, a song, or both? Strange.
Both?
Yeah. Because you know Olivia Rodrigo sings about getting that. She's super into getting some strange. No, all of her songs really do have a real horror movie
vampire
thing to it.
Vampire is one.
And John, here's one. Yeah, vampire is in there. And John, Rodrigo, a movie, are both Crawl.
Hmm.
Not Crawl. Crawl.
Could it be neither?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't put that kind of twist into this game.
I'm going to say song.
You not heard of the movie Crawl?
Damn it.
It's good. It's a good horror movie.
Is that an alligator movie?
Alligator, yeah.
He knows it. Yeah.
But on Apple iTunes, like five
Yeah, a lot
ago.
Of people. Okay. Let's not promote that.
Oh, but, yeah, I didn't.
But yeah, there's a movie. That would be actually a fun movie for you to watch with an audience.
Let's do it.
Crawl. That people aren't going to hear this in time for the next Choose Your Own Pancake, where people bring their own, but they will hear this in time for the next Benson movie interruption. Your choice in Los Angeles. So if you're listening, Crawl would be a good movie to bring. I would throw my weight behind Crawl.
Interesting. So when you do the choose your own movie format, you try to influence the outcome.
I do.
I'm
like, it's absolutely your choice.
Yeah.
But I would prefer this, and this. No, I let all the guests on stage, all the people that interrupt the movie with me, they all say which movie they like out of all the movies that the audience members brought. And then from those four, we have the audience vote. But I feel like everybody's feelings about all four movies kind of comes forth in the discussion. And so that's why I always win. Or I always get like, my preference tends to happen because
there's
a groundswell of support for it because I'm excited about it.
But the audience gets to choose in theory.
But they choose, yeah.
It's like a weird dictatorship sort
yeah.
of thing.
It's basically a card trick
yeah.
where you know they're going to take the Ace of Hearts. They just think they're picking a card.
Yeah.
And you know exactly which one they're going to pick. No, it's not that specific. I could see myself getting burned by it and having to interrupt something that I would rather not just because the audience thought it was funny. Yeah, let's all yell stuff while we're watching Manhattan. You know, like, let's just yell at Woody Allen for 2 hours. That would actually
Could
be kind of fun now that I think
yeah.
about it. Could be kind of cathartic for some people.
That's right.
All right, so congratulations, Mary. Like you said, it means you get to go first in our final game that we will play after this break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! All right, we are going to play a game to determine our winner today. Mary's going to go first. We're going to flip the order around. Then Chris, then me, because I like to play along on this one. Then John, then Tone. And we're going to take turns in a game called Super Last Person Standing Scream Queens Edition. So we're going to get four names from four audience members whose name tags were chosen tonight. And those four actresses are going, we're going to name movies that they were in that order I said earlier. And when you can't think of one, you're out. But you do have a lifeline. You can go to your person whose name tag you picked. You can go to that person once for help with an answer. Maybe last for another round and, you know, think of another movie by the time it comes back to you. It's happened before. Some people have come back and won after using their lifeline. Let's start with Dennis.
Wait, Doug. I got a question.
Okay.
These don't have to be horror movies, but these actresses have had to be in a horror film.
Yeah, just they. You don't have to worry about the horror film part as much as the people suggesting the names of the actresses.
Okay, just checking.
But yeah, it'll be their entire filmography. That's why I want to have get a little horror in if possible.
Of course.
Because we all love saying horror so much. Dennis?
Vera Farmiga.
Oh, what? Vera Farmiga. Okay, I like it. I like it.
I've never heard that.
That's the guy I'm playing for, and I think...
Yeah.
You just fucked us, man. I don't know what the hell that means.
You know what you did? You trusted a stranger with candy, and this is where it got you, Chris.
Damn it.
Rule number one.
Oh, you'll figure it out. Maybe. We'll see. I mean, you know, TV doesn't count, so I don't think it's cheating for me to say she was on Bates Motel. All right, Mary?
Wait, we're playing...
What? Oh, who's your person?
Vanessa.
Oh, yeah, Vanessa. What do you got for us?
Wasn't Renee Zellweger in the original Texas Chainsaw?
Zellweger was in Texas Chainsaw. I think it might have been the second one, but it was one of her first roles. Great choice, Renee Zellweger. All right, let's go to Tone's selection, which was...
On a Plane.
Oh, yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie? Heard of her.
Right. First one.
Heard of her? Wait, I saw the eyes, girl. I saw it in your eyes.
She was in a horror movie?
Horror thriller.
I mean, hasn't what? She?
Thriller. Yeah, I guess it's. I guess maybe a thriller. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got one. You're right. I'm wrong. Apologies. Okay, so... Wait, who was it? Oh, yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Jolie. All right, and where's John's lifeline? Is
the Andy
tag.
Man.
Andy Man. What do you got, Andy Man?
Naomi Watts.
Dude, I don't know yes. what these people look like.
She's run around screaming a little bit.
So is Renee.
Wow, this is gonna, I'm glad we've got.
So is
that. I hope we have enough time for this. Because this is huge. All right. And, you know, anytime you want me to remind you of any of the four actresses, because this is like, it's a big, a lot to contain in your head. But like I said, we'll start with Mary first. She's going to name a movie that's got either Vera Farmiga, Naomi Watts, Renee Zellweger, or Angelina Jolie in it. It's all of them.
Okay.
And you can take from any, you don't have to... Chris doesn't have to name Vera Farmiga movies because he doesn't know any.
Okay, nobody does.
That's what I thought what the situation was. Yeah. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, but you know Naomi Watts and Renee Zellweger and Angelina Jolie movies, right?
Oh, yeah, love them.
Okay. The last time you played against Mary and John, you won.
I know, by accident, but I'll take it. I'm hoping that's what happens here tonight.
Okay. And like I said, I'm going to play two, but I, you know, even if I last to the end, I can't win. It's whoever lasts longest of you four. Mary, what have you got?
Angelina Jolie was in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
She sure was.
And that's all I got.
All right. You played valiantly. And quite well.
It goes to the next person, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, you have to do until you can't think of one.
That's not a bad concept.
And then you go, you're out! And then you have to watch everybody else try.
Okay.
No, now we go to Tone.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I said we were going to Chris. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Chris. Chris.
Jerry Maguire.
Who?
Reese.
Renee Zellweger.
I wish Reese Witherspoon was in Jerry Maguire.
Do we have to say their name, too, in the movie?
No, you don't have to. I mean, we'll figure it out, I think. Okay. I think it would be obvious.
I don't know what three of these people look like.
Wait till you see Jerry
Maguire.
Wait till
you see him now.
I'll just go ahead and get it out of the way now. The Angelina Jolie movie that I think is a horror movie is directed by Mr. Clint Eastwood, and it's called The Changeling. It's not that scary.
But, that was going to be one of my Angelinas. Thanks.
Really?
No, I never heard of it. But maybe I'll check it out tonight after The Blob. Double feech.
It'll put you to sleep. It's sleepy. There's an old movie called The Changeling with George C. Scott that is quite good. It's a quite good older horror movie, especially if you're scared by a ball bouncing down the stairs. Right?
Yeah.
It's the scariest ball bouncing down the stairs I think I've ever seen. All right, John Erler.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's go with Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
That is an Angelina Jolie movie.
Yeah.
With a brief appearance by Renee Zellweger.
No.
Oh.
That's not true.
I was about to say, I do not remember that, but
I was like, what?
Man.
I was going to say she played her travel agent.
That's a great fake out.
Right? Okay, Tone?
I'm going to go with Hackers.
Hackers, Angelina Jolie. Very early Jolie. Mary.
If I'm wrong, do I then get...
Yeah, you don't want to say something wrong. I'll try to guide you off of it if you're about to say something wrong.
Well, I think she was in this movie, but is it smarter to just go to my person?
I'd say out of those four actresses, you're already just done.
Yeah, dude. I told you, I don't know. I have no idea what Naomi Watts or the whatever he said. I don't know what that is.
You don't know any Naomi Watts movies?
I don't even know what she looks like.
She's blonde, usually. And monkeys think she's funny.
Okay. All right.
No, but yeah, you can go to your lifeline if you really need it.
I think I know one, but then if I'm wrong, I'm out, right?
Right, but you say it slowly. I'll stop you if you're wrong.
Okay. I think Angelina Jolie was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh.
Is that wrong?
I don't think so.
She's not the main
girl. I don't think she was. I don't think so.
She's not the main girl in that?
I don't think so.
I want to go to my lifeline.
Doug,
okay, let's
try
go to your lifeline. I really didn't know which Once Upon a Time where. I didn't know where it was going.
I thought
it might end up in Melissa Maleficent's kingdom somehow. I also thought that I could say Maleficent. All right, let's go to your lifeline.
That was a Saw-style jigsaw trap.
It really was. She got her leg sawed off. She did not succeed at getting out of that trap.
Somebody did not figure it out.
I did not. So can I go to my guy?
Yeah, let's go to your...
Vanessa, help me, please.
Let's go to Vanessa. She's got a good one. Chicago. Chicago for...
Who's
for Renee Zellweger.
Oh, okay.
Was in Chicago.
Shit.
Yeah. But maybe listen up, Mary, because maybe one of us will say a movie that has a sequel. It'll be an easy grab when it gets back around to you. Chris?
Gia with Angelina Jolie.
Now, that's right. What I like to say at this point is that movies made for television do not count.
Oh!
That was made for HBO back in the day, and I don't support them because I am on strike.
So that point don't count then? Or?
I have to, because every other time we play Angelina Jolie, I don't accept it, so I wish I could do it for you, Chris, because you need it.
I do. That was the last one I know.
Go to your lifeline, see what happens. See what happens.
Oh, man. I feel.
Keep thinking about it.
Like, yeah, you know. Okay, well,
you're yeah, you were really hoping he'd
name
do better
I think
for
I know
you.
One more, but okay,
name one with
go
the
for
chick
it.
You said.
The Departed.
Which one is she in that?
The Departed is Vera Farmiga's in The Departed.
Yeah, I trust him.
Farmiga.
Which one is she in Departed?
She's the lady that's like, here I am all the time
like, oh,
in this
that's
movie.
Who it is.
The only female role of any importance or
I didn't think
magnitude because it's a.
Not Mark Wahlberg.
There were no women in that movie, from what I remember.
That movie got like 19 stars in it.
Right.
Yeah, it had a big cast, but she was the lady. She was pretty much the woman in it.
That doesn't matter.
But, you know, maybe it'll be... I'll say something that might help you.
Okay.
Let's wait and see what happens. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you end up saying, Chris?
The Departed.
Okay. So I'm going to say... The Conjuring.
Oh! Is she the main chick in that?
She sure is.
Okay, I know who that is. I know her.
John?
I'll say Conjuring 2.
To Conjuring?
She doesn't even notice what you just did to her. She doesn't even care. Tone's explaining it to her now. All right, back to you, Tone.
You know what? This is embarrassing.
I know, it's difficult.
Like, to know, like, you know, I know, like, all, well, not your choice, but.
You know those actresses, Naomi Watts.
I'm
going
to throw this out there because I think I'm right and I'm okay being wrong, but I'm coming to you if I am wrong. I'm going to go with Stigmata.
Which one's in that?
Is that Naomi Watts?
No, but I think you're ballparking it. I think you're thinking of like that Naomi Watts was in a popular horror film.
I can't re-guess, but...
But yeah, go to your lifeline.
I'm going to my lifeline because I do have one now.
The Bone Collector.
The Bone Collector. That's another kind of creepy one. That's Angelina Jolie's in The Bone Collector.
There we go. We'll take
good
it.
Good job.
Anna, thank you.
Now on. We're back to Mary, and I'm sad to say there is no Bone Collector 2. Still boning.
More bones. No, I know one.
Oh, shit.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yes.
Which is what we riffed last time we were in Austin.
I was dreading no one would bring up her role in
yes.
Gone in 60
she
Seconds as the lady with the dreadlocks. All right.
That was Angelina Jolie, by the way.
Yeah. Correct. Chris, it's back to you. Any revelations or?
Well, I know there's a few of them, but I'm hoping it's just called Tomb Raider 2. Rise of the Tombs.
Oh my God.
Raiders of the Lost Tomb.
John, you got a few more in you?
A few more Laura Answers? Croft movies? Yeah, I got a few more.
Okay, all right. Then I'm just going to give him this one.
Hell yeah.
Cradle of Life is the subtitle of...
Cradle of Life?
Cradle of Life, yeah.
I'll be over here trying to remember she's a big, name, Zellweger.
She's a big life baby, and she needs to find a cradle and...
Oh, I thought you said dreidel.
Have a nice...
Like a dreidel.
Oh, you thought I said dreidel?
Like the Jewish toy.
Yeah, Dreidel of Life would be...
Dreidel of Life.
The title of something, I'm sure. Probably an Olivia Rodrigo song.
Dreidel of Life.
If I had to guess. All right. So it's back to me. Great job, Chris.
Thank you.
You nailed it. Here's another one that it should spring to mind for people for Angelina Jolie. Girl Interrupted.
Shoot.
So that's who won the Oscar for that one.
God damn it. I hate
John?
Gonna go with an Austin movie called Dazed and Confused.
Who is that?
Zellweger.
My name's
Zellweger.
Who? Renee Zellweger appears briefly in Dazed and Confused. The
fry like bacon, freshman bitches.
There you go. Fry like bacon, freshman bitches. I'm just quoting this gentleman who's quoting the motion picture. Not going after anybody. Tone?
Rolling these dice, baby. Contagion. Is that not Naomi Watts either?
Gwyneth Paltrow dies at the beginning of Contagion. And then I think, isn't like Kate Winslet the person running around trying to save everybody? And I don't think any of those
is that when
actresses...
he whispered to me, what's the virus with the birds? Is that what you were trying to get at with Contagion?
I go, what's that? What is that called? What's that one?
I said the avian flu.
What's the bird with the lady, the white lady, the blonde with the birds?
Oh, Tippi Hedren was in the birds. And Naomi Watts is kind of like Tippi Hedren. But
you weren't supposed to tell people, Mary.
Yeah.
He covered my microphone.
Is that your final answer?
Tell you, no, man, we out of here.
What do you got? What do you got? That's it? Chris, do you have anything more?
Wait, why don't we get skipped?
Sorry, Mary. I forgot about your triumphant return to the game.
What's gone in 60 seconds?
Over it again. Naomi Watts,
I don't
star know. Of, just finish the sentence, or Angelina Jolie.
She's an action chick.
She kind of is, yeah.
So that means that she was probably in one of the Fast and Furious.
That's not going to work like that.
Oh.
She's not Fast and Furious cheap.
I got nothing.
Especially these days. She makes important movies these days. But nice try. Chris Tellez.
My Hail Mary was going to be Ocean's 11.
Right, because that's just what you always say when you're not sure.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it yet. Let me guide you. Let me help you out here. If it's all actresses, maybe don't go with a movie that only has one actress in it.
I know. I was like, they might have a cameo in
probably
it.
Probably lowers your chances. Maybe pick one that had a lot of actresses in it, like Glengarry Glen Ross or Moon.
So none of them are in it. Got it.
Are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
What you doing?
Are
you out?
I'm
okay.
Your name tag.
He's pumping me up.
He's so upset. He's really rallying for you like you're Rudy or something.
For a guy named Dead Air Dennis, you are the loudest motherfucker I've ever seen.
It's Tomb Raider 3. That's my... No. I'm out, Dead Air Dennis. You gotta...
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, I guess it's my turn, but I really, really want... What?
Oh, I'm talking to him.
I'm talking to Anna.
Oh, you're going to your lifeline?
Jeez. No, I've already been to my lifeline.
Oh, okay. You just having a chat with her, apologizing?
Apologizing.
Okay.
Is that sign language?
Come on. I just wanted to say that I wanted Chris to stay in the game.
Oh, man.
Starring Angelina Jolie. John? Yep.
Let's do Mulholland Drive.
Let's do it. I thought you winning today would be the impossible.
Oh, interesting. Well, you were wrong, and I feel like King Kong ascending to the top of the Empire State Building.
People tonight have been sitting here thinking you're the ringer.
Do you really have to rub salt in my wounds?
Oh, shit. Who is it again? Oh, we haven't done any Zellwegers, really, and I don't want to be left alone and sad on a cold mountain.
Damn it, I was just about to do that one. Well, you know what they say? They say that you are Maleficent.
The suspense is making me sick. I think I'm getting Bridget Jones's diarrhea.
That's the one I was trying to remember, yeah.
Nice.
I didn't see either.
Fuck. Fuck. I can't play this game anymore.
I mean, a couple of those have sequels even.
Yeah, well, I don't want to just say Bridget Jones's Diarrhea Part 2. The baby is coming.
It's called, I think it's called like The Age of Reason or something. It's not a great subtitle.
Is the third one The Baby on the Way?
I think so.
Okay.
And Baby Makes Three or something like that. And there's also, you know, there's The Ring too.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's in both of those. And yeah.
Can't believe you got Cold Mountain.
I really snagged that one from you. She won the Oscar for that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I can believe you
and
got it.
And then she won again for, what's her name? Liza Minnelli's mom. Judy. Judy.
Judy Minnelli. So
yeah,
good.
That's it. Yeah. All right. Now, this is a really fun part. John Erler's our winner, by the way. Congratulations to John. But now here's the part where everybody in the audience gets to yell at us the movies we missed. Me, myself, and I, that Irene. Gattaca?
Annabelle. Oh. Was she in the first one?
Empire Records, I was going to say that. That's good.
Empire Records, that is good.
Yes.
Four Weddings and a Funeral. Which one was that?
What?
No, that's Andy McDowell. No.
By the way, Once Upon a Time in Mexico was Selma Hayek.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Simple mistake.
I Googled it.
Happens all the time. I was sitting here thinking, is she about to say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Because I was like, none of them are in that. And so I was pleasantly surprised by Mexico, as I often am. And any other ones we missed? Up in the Air is...
Vera Farmiga.
Oh, yeah, Farmiga. Yeah, Farmiga's a tough one.
The Nun,
yeah. She has a small part in The Nun.
In The Nine?
The Nun.
Oh, The Nun.
The Nun.
Yeah, she really is a scream queen. She's been in a few of those things. And Bates Motel on TV. But anyway, John, who are you playing for again? Remind me, Andy Man?
Andy Man.
Come up and get your prize bag, Andy Man. Congratulations. Use it all in good health. Whatever it is that you can do with that stuff. You got a cassette player, Andy Man? You do? Oh. You fucking yes-anded my ass. All right. Speaking of improvisation, John Erler, you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote?
We got shows this weekend if you're in town, like these fine folks here. Tomorrow night we're doing Choose Your Own Pancake at South Lamar Draft House, and then Friday and Saturday we're doing The Craft. And if you're out of town, our next Twitch show is on Halloween Tuesday. We're going to do that double feature I was talking about, Halloween 1 and Halloween 4. And then I'm thinking at the end of November, instead of the usual Hanksgiving, Tom Hanks celebration, instead of doing a clip show like we always do, which I know you've seen.
Yeah, I loved it.
We're thinking about doing a full movie this time. And I put a short poll out on Twitter. I'm curious what the audience here thinks we should do for a full Tom Hanks movies. These are the choices of movies we can do. They are Da Vinci Code.
No.
League of Their Own.
Boo. Maybe.
Sleepless in Seattle. And Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
Oh. Captain Phillips would be so weird to be making jokes during it. You'd just be doing I'm the Captain Now jokes the whole time.
That could be fun. So what do people...
Who's the captain now? I can't keep track who the captain is. This is a real figure it out. but Sleepers in Seattle, I think that sounds like the most fun because it's probably pretty corny, but also, you know, still kind of holds up because those two are so appealing.
That would have been my vote, but the Twitter poll audience chose Da Vinci Code by a mile.
I don't know why.
Because they want to torture you.
It's 2.5 hours long.
Very fun.
It's a long ass figure it out.
Yeah.
It's a great figure them out, second only to National Treasure.
What's the sequel to Da Vinci Code called?
Angels and
Demons. No, I was asking Barry.
I knew it. Angels and Demons.
Well, what's the third one called?
Oh, yeah.
The Illuminati.
No.
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 Dan Brown.
No. It's the third one is
said Angels and Demons is number two, right?
Yeah.
It's short. It's like one word,
Dante's
right?
Inferno.
No, that's a restaurant.
I think it's just Inferno, maybe.
Inferno, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it. But it was derived from. That's what I was going with.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you for being here, Tone Bell. What would you like to, do you have any stand-up shows, places people could see your stand-up?
In like 2 weeks, I'm at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. Week after that, I'm in Zany's in Chicago for a weekend. Then I'm at Boxcar in Park City, Utah. So that's where I'm at, and I'm around here now. Actually, I moved from L.A. to Austin, so if you see me around, come in.
And would you do this again?
Oh, of course, man. This is so much fun.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, of course. This is a great time.
Some people walk away mad at not knowing the answers, but, you know, we can't all be John Erler, can we? Mary Santora, what would you like to promote?
You guys can check me out on socials. It's Mary Santora Comedy on TikTok or Instagram. I'm trying to beef up my YouTube. I have two full specials out on YouTube, and then a couple other smaller ones that came out with different, you know, organizations. So if you guys want to check that out, it's all Mary Santora Comedy, TikTok, Instagram.
Santora, how do you spell something like that?
S-A-N-T-O-R-A.
All right.
Look at that. Yeah.
Right.
Did you say D Sandora? Is that what you said? Sandora.
Santora.
Sambora.
Santora culture.
Sankara. Chris, tell us, what would you like to plug?
Yeah, I'll be in Houston this Saturday if you're listening.
Hey, they're not. This doesn't come out until.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, I would just say.
Late Sunday.
Fuck you.
Follow my Instagram at HiChrisTellez. I have a link in the bio with all my upcoming shows. And Shit's Golden. It's the longest running stand up show in Austin. First Monday of every month at the Ballroom.
Nice. Yeah, this. Sometimes when we're doing these shows out on the road and stuff, we get a little ahead of ourselves. So this episode doesn't come out until Sunday. But I want to plug something's coming up in November. Oh, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Improv Lab at the Hollywood Improv on Tuesday, November 21st. And I always end every episode lately with the last line from a movie, but I didn't think of one today. Do anybody on stage have a favorite last line from a motion picture?
The last line in Saw is game over.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever done Saw before, and it's perfect for this time of year.
The last line in the first three.
Saw one, Saw two, Saw three.
I think it actually might be the last one in Saw four, too. I'm not even lying. I think it might be.
Really? Well, you got to see the rest of them to see if they just always just say game over at the end. Or if there's a wild twist at some point.
You know what I'll do? I'll record it every time and tweet it at you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's just going to look like a psychotic breakup message.
Game over.
Game over, game over, game over. All work and no play makes game over. All right. Thank you very much to Cap City Comedy, to everyone who came out tonight. Appreciate the support. Keep on listening and leave a review and rate. Is that what they say on the podcast all the time now? I never bother you with that shit, but I'll say it. Review and rate us. Why not? Probably have already. And one more time for Chris Tellez, Mary Santora, Tone Bell, John Erler. As always, say it with me. Game over.
Another talkie, Kaiser Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.